News in brief at Press TV. The U.S. and Turkey have pledged what they call non-lethal aid to anti-government armed groups operating in Syria. They've also called for transition to a, quote, legitimate government in Syria. A leader of armed groups in Syria has admitted that have already been receiving weapons from the U.S. and other countries. British petrol tanker drivers are planning a strike causing possible fuel shortages amid rising prices. Now the government has urged union members and employers to come to an agreement to avert strike action. Petrol prices in the UK have hit record highs following Iran's decision to cut its oil sales to some European countries. At least two people have been killed in Yemen as security forces attack protesters in the southern city of Taiz. Now the ralliers demand deposed ruler Ali Abdullah Saleh to be prosecuted. Saleh was replaced by his deputy after a single-candidate presidential election backed by the U.S. and Saudi Arabia. An Israeli military court has rejected an appeal by a Palestinian female prisoner who's been on a hunger strike for nearly 40 days. Hana Shalabi has been held in an Israeli jail without charge or trial since mid-February. Another Palestinian female prisoner has been refusing to eat since March the 20th. Exit polls show that German Chancellor Angela Merkel's coalition allies have suffered a huge defeat in regional elections in the state of Saarland. A possible defeat of Merkel's coalition in the vote could remove it from regional parliaments and weaken her government ahead of next year's federal elections. And in the U.S., an Iraqi woman has been brutally beaten to death in what appears to be a racially motivated attack. The mother of five died in a local hospital 4 days after being found unconscious in the dining room of her home near San Diego. Tunisian protesters have rallied to denounce the desecration of a mosque in the capital, Tunis, and the burning of the Quran in a southern town. Now, demonstrators called on officials to prevent the recurrence of such incidents. They also slammed the local media's silence, urging punishment for those responsible for the sacrilege. And in South Korea, protesters have gathered in the capital, Seoul, chanting anti-nuclear slogans. Now, the protesters call for an end to both nuclear power and nuclear weapons. The demonstration comes a day before a nuclear security summit of more than 50 world leaders.